From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Karen Trico Stewart. For many, 2017 was a time of historic support for LGBTQ rights, but one group says more can be done to improve equality for Arkansans who identify as such. KUAR's Daniel Breen has this report.
The Human Rights Campaign Foundation, the educational arm of the nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization, has released its annual State Equality Index, which groups states into four categories based on their respective laws and policies affecting LGBTQ equality. For a fourth year in a row, Arkansas has been designated as a high priority to achieve basic equality, the classification with the least protections for LGBTQ people. HRC assigns scores based on a number of criteria, including non-discrimination, hate crime, and health and safety laws. Nationally, HRC says states are on the right track, with 13 states now in the highest category of equality. But HRC President Chad Griffin likens the country to a, quote, ragged patchwork of state laws, where protections vary by region. HRC Legislative Counsel Brianna Diaz says, like other low-rated states, Arkansas has made strides to introduce positive legislation, yet passing the bills is proving difficult.
We see a lot of, low category, lowest tier category states are introducing really good LGBTQ legislation. But unfortunately, a lot of it just dies in committee. It never even makes it out. So, yeah, that was Arkansas's case. A lot of their good bills were really, really good, like top-tier stuff that we love to support, but a lot of it just did not make it out of committee.
One of Arkansas's most memorable setbacks of 2017 was the state Supreme Court's overturning of an anti-discrimination ordinance in Fayetteville. Diaz says the state's preemption bill, passed in 2015, is an obstacle for Arkansas cities wanting to pass non-discrimination laws.
We do see that if cities are allowed to pass inclusive non-discrimination ordinances, that's, generally better for the community. But because Arkansas does not allow cities to pass any sort of bill that is not consistent with state-level law, a lot of members of our community are lacking even the most basic protections at the city level.
In addition, HRC data shows the number of, quote, bad bills introduced in the state legislature rose to 9 in 2017, while the number of good bills being passed has remained stagnant since 2011. While the so-called bad bills haven't had much success in becoming laws, Diaz says lawmakers should push for non-discrimination policy at the state level to pave the way for municipalities.
Like, I think the biggest thing they could do is pass a comprehensive or inclusive non-discrimination law, like they introduced this past session, actually, that would add sexual orientation and gender identity to non-discrimination laws in employment, housing, and public accommodations.
Though the Arkansas General Assembly won't convene for its regular session until next year, HRC says more than 125 anti-LGBTQ laws proposed across the country in the past year are a foreboding sign for the future. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.